Rashi, according to Rashi, I mean...
And everybody, and basically Rashi, by the way, the Ron says the same thing, I'm saying Ron. Same thing also in Minfektana. Same thing as Rashi. So you can't do that same thing. The Ron, also same thing, yeah. So the Ron also is like Rashi. That Suda Shlisha is only Menamen Cholomayla, from Minfektana. It's interesting. But anyways, but the basic question is that why do we say what? That seems to be the Ron also, the Ron da famed off that the Suda Shlishis is Aloch and Zman HaMincha. The real Zman HaMincha is Mincha Ketana. Tomid, I mean, that's real Zman HaMincha. But anyways, but the question is, I mean, according, you see that Yedokha, so according to those that hold you can Suda Shlishis after Chatzos, but you still Docha Suda Shlishis. Why? Because they don't say because of Kilo Bar, because of Rishonim, Kilo Bar, because of Veshonim. They don't say that. They say because of the Issa. No, because they hold that the Zman for Suda Shlishis is Menamen Cholamayla. What do you mean? So they're out ruling Matzah. That's what. In other words, the Ron and Rashi. And looks like the Rambam and the Benetam also, right? Was it Benetam? I think it was Benetam also, yeah. That they hold that really Suda Shlishis Minam and Cholamayla, so they don't make recourse to the Yerushalmi, Kilo Bar Sas Veshama. They just say because it's us Minam and Cholamayla. But the others that say because of that, so it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. Why don't I say no? This Erev Pesach is different. Because it's a kiyum mikvish sayam of Shabbos, it's docha the isur of kiyum ba'or sas v'eschamot. You see, but apparently, no one holds that way. Why? Because, or for instance, even according to other shittas, to eat matzah in the morning, like the Ramban asks it. You see, the answer is because I mean that's a part of what we said, that the halacha of kiyum ba'or sas v'eschamot is not just a halacha and chib of mitzvah. You see, if it was just halacha and chib of mitzvah, I mean, just in general, so then you could say, but the kedusha yom of Shabbos is docha. So why should I be docha one mitzvah the kedusha yom of Shabbos? But if it's halacha in the very kiyum, it's halacha really in the essence of the kiyum of mitzvah, because matzah is different. Matzah is a different kind of a mitzvah. The matzah, I think I one time gave a shiur that the kedusha is a lila. That it has a different kedusha because there's the mitzvah halayla. It's the only yontif where you have a kedusha halayla, a special kedusha halayla. Manishtan alalzem mikol lelos. It means a special kedusha halayla to lelos kadosh chag, and you see mitzvahs for the layla. So the mitzvahs for the layla are a different kind, a different structurally, a different kind of mitzvahs. They're not like ordinary mitzvahs. You see over here, like according to Ramban, is the biggest right. You see, the mitzvah is that. If you don't explain the matzah, so you're not making the mitzvah. So it's a very part of the component of the mitzvah. So that's why it's docha. If it was just a matter of a hidur, so why should a hidur for one mitzvah be docha a kiyum of Suda Shlishis? You see, it's really a component of the kiyum mitzvah. So since it's a component of the kiyum mitzvah of matzah. That Yerushalmi is really not just a philosophical issur; it's a halachic issur. It's a halachic violation. You see the way the Rishonim talk about it; it's an absolute halachic violation. It's a halachic violation in the mitzvah achilas matzah. So the mitzvah achilas matzah has a halachic violation that extends before, predates the mitzvah itself. It creates an issur, creates a halachic issur mebod yom. Creates a halachic issur mebod yom. The mitzvah achilas matzah. The nature of the mitzvah creates. I don't know if you find anything else like it. The nature of the mitzvah itself creates a halachic iser. Because of the nature of the structure of the mitzvah, it creates a halachic iser meba'ud yom, al achilas matzah. Because the Yerushalmi really is an iser. It's not just a midas chassidus. It's a real halacha. Yeah. According to the Ramban, there's a dimension of arusa that the Yerushalmi adds. But that's not the essence of the issur. Even the Baal HaMor just says Dekanami de Medame Lelarusa. So the Ramban says, yeah, you can explain it, but that's not the essence of the issur according to the Ramban. The essence of the issur is the mitzvah of matzah, and the mitzvah of matzah demands that it's a that there should be a special kind of a kiyum. And if you don't have that, then it lacks in the kiyum of the maisa mitzvah, the chilas matzah. The Ramban makes a lot of sense. Because the Ramban is just trying to explain why it's medama leila rusa. Because the Balamor says, Dekanami, I proved it. Damele la rusa, why is it an arusa? So Ramban says, that's no problem, because it becomes an arusa the moment you're involved with, as far as the gavra is concerned. And the moment you're involved with bir chametz, so now matzah already is, it becomes an entity in your mind, you see. But the iser is not the iser. That doesn't make an iser. The iser is the maisa, is the mitzvah. Sachilas matzah demands that it be, that when the person is ochal matzah, it has a very special meaning of gula, and gula sakadosh baruch hu. So if you take away from that, you're taking away from the kiyum mitzvah of achilas matzah. That's really kila baruch says veischamov. See, kila baruch says veischamov is true, but the you understand what I mean? That's the nature of the iser. But the Balamor said, you see, he says, Dekanami de Medamale la Rusa. So there should be a Chalishem, some type of Chalishem here also. So he says it must be after Chatzos. But the Ramban says, yeah, there is a Chalishem. That Chalishem starts, that idea starts from the night before. But the Isser doesn't start from then. The Isser is because you're breaking down the Maisan Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's the Isser. Doesn't matter, came Rus night before, so. Oh, you know, the Ramban writes Kolei. It's very hard to squeeze into that Ramban saying he's below. I can bring you a raya from Chaim's raya. That's it. Shabbachol Olelo, son Ochum Chomitz and Matzah. So you see clearly. And you know, I said the night before you couldn't have matzah, so you exactly said that. Simple. You know any better raya than that? See, Kilu Bala Rusoso Beveis Chamav has two components. One is the nature of the Issa. And that is true. But that is true because it means to say that it should be that the person is looking forward to the achilas matzah that has a very special significance. So it's kilu bala resosa. But the balamar came in. He says, yeah, but it should be in a very exact analogy. Where's the shem? Just like there's a shem arusa. Where's the shem over here? So he says it starts with chatzos and the chefza. The Ramban says there is a shem. That shem started from before, but it doesn't mean. So that's why the mashal is good. It's medan. You understand? But it doesn't mean that the moment that shem arusa begins, that's the oser. It's not an iser arusa. You understand what I mean? So the mashal is perfect because the nature of the iser is kilo bolos sasvezon. When did it become? Yeah, from the night before it became an arusa. You understand? But that's what the Ramban is saying. That's clearly what he's saying.
I'd like to finish off the balamar. This is the
balamar defame and olive. All right, the Tana Rabban. Okay, Yudal Shcholias B'Shabbos Kosev Alo Rifzal V'Chein Alocha. Alright, so the Rif says something that sounds almost impossible to explain. That he says Rebbe Loza Reb Tzadok is the same sheet as Rebbe Loza Ish Bar Susa. Right? Okay. So, but it's not true. Because I just want to go over all the sheetas. So we'll have, you see, it's four sheetas, but there are two problems. Okay, I want to get all the sheetas. Get all the sheetas down, then we'll just see what each one holds. Okay? All right. So the first thing is, we're like the Balmar. Okay? The first sheet is that Mevarin is a call of Ne'er Shabbos. That means Yudal becomes a Gimel. That's who sheeta? That's a Meir sheeta. Why? Because Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa, so the beer is not possible, so it's moved up the day before. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. It's converted into the Shor Shnemes. Okay, good. Now that's Reb Meir. Reb Meir maintains that is Nidchel Afanov. Okay, but that's only if you have to remove an element of the Bio, which is Sreif. Okay. The Chacham did disagree because they hold Hashbasos B'chol Davar, and therefore what do they hold? So they hold that the Yom HaBiyur remains Yudalit, essentially. Okay? Remains Yudalit, so nothing changes according to the Chacham. Period. Okay. Now you have another Machlekes. Now you have Machlekes, now you have a Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Tzedek maintains that what? So he maintains that chulin, he distinguishes between chulin between truma.
Okay.
So truma, he says, is before. Why? Why before? Because ochlov mawatin, so therefore what? So the way we explained it, without going out of the framework of the Baal HaMor, because the Baal HaMor himself says you need a matir for being mashbis, hashbasas of a whole lot, right? According to Chum, but the matir is the fact that it's a rafashah, so it's matir,
even though it's a maisachol. I mean, we're saying maisachol now, unless you had something else in mind, which we don't know, but whatever. But maisachol, okay. So now so Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadok comes from that point. He says we're only matir that we only employ the matir if it's ochlav merubin, but ochlav muatin, okay, there's a low demand, so then we don't say that. So then we say so truma is nitcha to milifnei Shabbos. Is that Rebbe Elazar Tzadok? Okay, Ochlav Mu'atin. Okay, yeah. Now, then you have Rebbe Elazar Ishbasusa. The way we have the Gersa. Rabban explains that they have different Gersas. Yeah, I know, it's a little complicated by now. But Rebbe Elazar, the way our Gersa is that, what is he all, Rebbe Elazar Ishbasusa? Okay. Leave over Mazen Shtei Sudas. Okay. So now, what is the. Okay. So, what? Rav Elazar Basusa says that you mevayar Truma.
Mevayar everything before, and you leave over Mazen Shtei Sudas with Truma.
Truma, you leave over. You mevayar everything before. So he holds basically like whom? Like the mayor.
Right.
We don't know what his tam is. Am I right? The problem we didn't take up is the so you have two problems basically so far. Problem of whether Im Bechametz or Sreifos and if it was Nitchal Yom Shalafanov, and then the problem of the Matir. That's right. The difference between Rabbi Elazar Ishbasusa and Rabbi Meir is, according to Rabbi Meir, you can't have the biur and to be meniach mazon shtei sudas is a tarkus hasri. According to Rabbi Elazar Ishbasusa, it wasn't a tarkus hasri that he can exclude this mazon shtei sudas, which he watches, which is designated with tzorach achilas hayom. And that's mufka from beer. So that's according to Rav Elazar Ishbasusa. Okay. So you have the so that's a third element, right? All right. So you have three points. Is Ein Bechametz al Sreifa? You have the question of the matir, because you see by truma he says you don't employ the matir Rav Elazar Tzadok. Then you have the question of whether you can have beer. And to be meniach mazon shtei sudas, Rabbi Elazar Ishbasusa holds you can, Rabbi Meir holds you can't. Okay, and then there's one more problem though, the problem of truma itself, because there were those that said that you can't be mevayer truma before. Another sheet, right? That's going on Daf Gimel. Okay, yeah. It says. The boy same or Rav Damaki had time to sign you. A boss is Cholius Bishabs Vines called Mash Shabbos. Okay. The surfing shroom is Tmeos, Tlios, and Tahoros. Okay. Umishayim and Atahoros, Mosin Shte Sus, the Lachacho, Adal Choice, the Vazir Ben Yudish Basusa, Shamashim of Yeshua. Omru Lo, what did they say to him? Tahoros, Lo Yisrifu, Shema Yinsul and Ochlan. So they didn't argue. What was their argument? Tahoros lo yisrif shem yisrael. In other words, they held. They said you can't just burn truma. It's an issur to burn truma. So maybe you find ochlan. So what right do you have to burn the truma when? On yom gimel, right? Amal lahen kvar bikshu lamatzu. There are no ochlan. Sounds like a machlokes. Someone says amal lo shem ochus lacham alano. Maybe they're outside the wall. Amar lahem, the divrechem aftlius lo yisrafu. Shema yavo yitarem. Amru lo, kwa mufta chon yisho, shen yo bo, lo eba avashem bas lo ba yelan tovim, ne atarach. So in other words, they agreed, the agreement was with regard to what? Their argument was that that Tahoros, you can't do Sreif on. That was the Machlokes. Right? Tmeis and Tlius, they said, fine. But Tahoros, you can't. Okay, but what's the Machlokes over there? What's the Machlokes with regard to Truma? You see, Rashi says, Tahoros leis for klal, hovaloi gizman levar, lafish yesh lo shiur kdei la'anshe beso, shel kohen, shemo yimtza kohanim orchim shiyachilum, v'novalo nafse trum v'yadayim, even though you're leaving over enough for the household, so who else is going to come? No, maybe we have to choshesh, maybe somebody else will come. Vimlo yimtza, let's say you don't find it, what are you going to do? Yachilum l'machal kalbe kohanim. So feed it to the kohanim's dogs. You see? It's not a big thing to have a dog. Or yivat lem baliba. Kohanim had dogs. So it goes, halach is the dog, yeah, so gave him truma. See, that shows you, like the Rav said, you can't philosophize halacha. Because it will come out, if you philosophize halacha, a dog of a kohen is greater than a Talmud Chacham of Yisrael. The Talmud Chacham said, can't eat truma, and the dog could. See? All right? So But the dogs at a kohanim is not a simple matter. You see, I like to say what Rashi's saying is based on lochness. Ordinarily, can you feed truma to a dog? Can a kohen feed truma to a dog? The answer is yes and no. In terms of the hilchis iser of truma lazar, no, it's mutta, because kohanim is mutta for his household and for his dog also, bento also. But there's a separate problem. You can't feed food that's royal odom to a dog, because that's called being mafsid ochlin. In general, not a dog has baltashkas. So you're not allowed to feed a dog people's food, because you can feed them cheaper food. So it's considered baltashkas. So it's considered baltashkas. So that's but baltashkas involves itself in an ifsa hefsa truma. You see. So ordinary, but what Rashi's saying is based on that idea. Rashi's saying that's how Rashi says you can feed it to the dogs then later, because later since it becomes an isra achila later, so now it's not royal achila sadam anymore. So now you can feed it to the dogs. That's what Rashi's saying. I mean, and it just mentions two words, but in that two words is based on principle, halachic principle. Okay, is it? Yeah, okay. All right, so what's the machlekes, really? What's the machlekes between... This is a machlekes regard to truma, all right? So what's the machlekes with regard to truma? Truma tahoros. Truma's tahoros. Are you... they argue, the chachamim argue, you can't do this. Why? Because ain't suffering is a truma. Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to be mafsa truma. So you know, masa b'yadayim. So you have to wait till the last minute, correct? So therefore, they don't argue on. They're not arguing on the principle of being magdim the biur, correct? I mean, that they say is okay. So this is a reverse situation. It's just the they're saying that in terms of being magdim the biur, that's fine, but not for trumas. For trumas, you're gonna have to wait till the last minute. You see? So they hold essentially. So how do they hold? I mean, what's their position? Yeah, well, let's get down to the basic machlekes. So Taisus already says the serpent trumas tmeis atlius taros afilu noma de osilus rof taros. So the problem is the chacham's argument mishuch seves mishmaras trumosai kemosh osilat tamam hachashori. Why afar avdin arayis a bittel ba'almasagi and you don't have to do it. Vein tzorch l'sofa mikomakom kivan de sofa le'osef. Even the sofa lay osir, the lelech leibud shari le sofa, kamo tamosa, the shari of meir besof pirkin, lisrof tmei and tahara. It doesn't matter if it's metame, if the tmei is metame tahara. So, what is the answer? So, Taisa explains machlekes. I mean, that Taisa gives the answer. See, the question is like this. The question is the issa to be sorif truma, to be ma'abe truma via dayan. You derive it from esmishmeres trumosai. So the question is simply like this. What is the halacha? Is the halacha it's an iser la'abed truma? If it's an iser to be ma'abed truma, if that's the iser, that simply it's an iser chefza, and I'll be ma'abed truma b'yadayim, so then you can't do it until the last moment. You need a matir. That was their argument. That's why they said shemachutz l'chom alanu, all these possibilities, because you need a matir. So as long as there's a possibility that something could take place to save the truma, you can't do it. So you have to wait till it's impossible. Impossible is not till Shabbos, till 14th, you see.
But if you say the halacha is mishmeres trumosai, when you burn truma, it's not a violation of the cheftza shel truma. Of course, the truma is nitan lebailim. It's nitan lekohanim, you see. It's a violation of the fact that the kohen didn't treat the truma properly. You see, there's a loch of shimur. The kohen has to watch guard the truma. Truma is something special. You can't just treat it like ordinary food. You see, so the reason why if he's ma'abe truma b'yadayim, it's usher is because it's an isa gavra on the part of the kohen is failing in his role to be shomer the truma. That's the halacha. He has to watch and guard the truma. So if he's ma'abe b'yadayim, he's over an issa. See, it's an issa gavra. If it's an issa gavra, so then the moment the kohen knows that it's going to go liibud anyways, so now it's mutter. Now it's mutter because he's not in violation of mishmeres trumosa. He's not in violation of guarding and watching the truma that it should be used for the proper purpose because there's a kiyum achila in truma. Truma has a kiyum achila. So the kohen is chayef to guard the truma and make sure that it reaches its designated objective, which is the kiyum achila al yedei kohen. So what? Ordinarily, not allowed to do it. But that's the machlekes. Machlekes is whether it's an issa cheftz in the truma itself. That's an issa sreifa. So then the only matir is the impossibility of achilas. You have to wait till tomorrow. But if it's a loch on the gavra zachi of shimur to treat the truma in a special way to make sure that it reaches its designated objective, so then over here, so he can do the fnei Shabbos because he knows it's all clear. That's what the machlekes is. Okay. See, by tmeyas and tluyas, it's already impossible because the only way he'll get out of it is yavol yol. I mean, that's what, and that was his question. His question is, you're going to say the impossibility of it, so Mashiach can come. It's still not impossible. If your definition is impossibility, we don't have in halacha the idea of probability. The thing has to be qualitative concept. Impossible means absolutely impossible. So Mashiach can come is not impossible. So he said, no, he can't come in Erev Shabbos. Okay, but it has to be impossible. You have to reach the point of impossibility. The matir of Sreifa is the impossibility according to the Chacham, it's an Issa Chefta. So the impossibility of reaching its designation of Achila is the matir. But you need the impossibility, as I said, you have to wait till tomorrow. But according to Rabbi Lozish Bar Susa, it's simply a question of the violation of Mishmeres. So you're not in violation if you know it's going to go legally. You're not in violation. So that's another machlekes he has here. So that's another machlekes got the truma, right? But the Gemara in the process was concerned about another question: whether the halachas are Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, with regard to Dalet Shos. So Agav Orcha, the Gemara brought in Rabbi Lozish Bar Susa. That's why the Gemara brought in. So the Gemara says Amrulo Zos Mishama Chakav Halacha Rabbi Lozish Ben Yehuda Ish Bar Susa. So they were kaveh the halacha like him. Essentially, what is the essential topic? The essential topic is with regard to truma, right? With regard to truma, that what? That he held that truma yomavayer lifnei. It's all that mishmeres truma says halacha in the gavra of the kain, and therefore he could do it from erev Shabbos, right? Okay, but the Gemara says my lava chilul lecho. Shall we not say that it means even with regard to the other fact that he mentioned that Dalet Shos Agav Orcha, right? Because he said Yimeniach Mazon Shtei Sudas Kedei Lecha Dalet Shos Amar Pavish Meid Rav Alo Levar. It's only the only way Kedei Lecha with regard to his essential Orcha, not with regard to his plan of leaving the food till Dalet Shos. That's not what I'm talking about that. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya that Rebbe Sova Lohadar of Nachman, that the Lachal was like a Yehuda, because of the Maisa Shehoya with the whole thing over there with the Chametz and the. Okay, but let's go, that's up to the next. Now jump down. Amalei Rav Ada Ba Masna Le Rabbi Yosef. Beferish Amit Lon Seyam Bachar Lanachar. Alright, in that story, so the question is, what did he say then? So if he said, So it meant that it's in Shor Chamishis and it's also in Yisrael, so he's paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? In other words, with regard to the second question of Allah like Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says that that from that story we can deduce that what? That we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Right? Yes, sir. The way we have Rabbi Lazarus Bar Susa, we're going to have to say the following in him. That basically he holds like a mayor. Because he moves the beer up to where? To Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Right? But he holds also that when he also, but he's a modified Rabbi Meir. But he holds with regard to Bior, that what? That Bior and Meiniach, Mazen Shtei Sudis, is not a tie to the Sasra. Okay? That's two. And the third thing he holds is that Truma is a halacha of Mishmeres Trumosai, which means it's not an Issa Heftza, but it's an Issa, it's an Issa on the Gavra to Kayin, Benegea to the, his Nihug with Truma. And over here, nothing wrong with the Nihug and Truma, because he knows his whole way. So he employs those three principles, right? Okay, so you have all the Shittas, right? Okay, let's go. Now, what does he say? Bahamar. Yeah, so comment of the Balamos, if you find this impossible, this riff impossible. Yeah. Because he's paskining like Rabbi Lazarus Bar Susa, who holds three things. He holds like Rabbi Meir, basically. And he holds what else? And he holds there's no tie to the sasri between Meniach Mazen Shtei Sudis and Beor. And he holds also that Truma, it's a psak that came out of three elements. But essentially, what would disturb the Balamar essentially is why, not so much regard to Truma, but with regard to what? But with regard to beer, two things, 2 points. In other words, that you could have beer or meniach mazon shtei sudis, and also that you could possibly pass like a mayor. Okay. This point is not too good for the Balamar. I mean, because this is already a problem. Because the Gemara never said that when they said they were kaveh the halacha, like a Balazarish Bar Susa, that it wasn't a reference to his ikr halacha. That's very difficult to say. All the Gemara said was that we happen to paskin a separate question. We paskin like a Rehuda, Dalet Shos. But didn't uproot what was said before. There was no reference to what was said before. So when the Gemara said before, it would seem that the problem that the Balamor has with his Shita, the way he understands the Machlekesin, would be that when the Gemara says, my love, even was a filulecha lo levar, but levar definitely. So it would seem that the halacha was kavur like a balozish prasus levar, correct? That would seem to be a difficulty for the Balamar. Because if that's the case, so then we pass like a mayor, because you move it up, move the beer before. You see? That really supports the riff, basically. That we pass like a balozish prasus levar. Levar. I mean, of course, let me put it this way. If you're going to say that this mana beer is when? Is on Yudalit itself on Shabbos, so there's no room for the machlekes with regard to truma. Am I right? What are you arguing about truma for? There's no room for the machlekes with regard to truma, because the whole beer is on Shabbos itself. The only machlekes you have with regard to truma is if you're going to say this mana beer was nitchalafanav to erev Shabbos. So then the question is, was truma go along with it or not? So it depends how you learn truma. It's a chefta, it's a gavra. You follow? But if you're going to say, if you're going to learn that what? Like the Balamar, I mean, what's the reason to be kaveh the halacha like Rabbi Lazarus Bar Susa? For what purpose? It's all academic. Because we really hold that this mana beer is Shabbos. So what do we have to worry about paskining levaya with regard to trumas? The problem doesn't come up. You see? That is a big problem. That's a big problem with the Balamar has. The Balamar tried to answer that problem. I mean, according to the riff, the riff would seem to hold. Not like the Balamar isn't the whole scheme. He doesn't accept this whole scheme. Machlekes of Meir and the Chachamim, and he's going to have to work out a totally different scheme. But the riff really was impelled by this member in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says halacha karablaza ish brasusa, and if you go cover halacha kamoso levayer, and if you're going to say like the Balamar, that whole memra is academic, because the whole zman abir is actually on Shabbos. So the riff is not without a strong defense for his position. Because from the Gemara itself, it seemed that way. It would seem that this mana biur was nekar from Erev Shabbos. If you learn plain pshat b'lozish basusa, and it was what? And it was nitchel lefanov, correct? Was nitchel lefanov? Yeah. The only problem is if the riff would have just stopped there, okay. But the riff actually says that that's the same psak as Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadok. That is a very difficult problem. Because Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadok said, on the contrary, that what that the Zmana Bia was really on Shabbos, and the Gemara brings the mice over there, right? That there was Pamachas Shabbos Abba. So the whole story. So you see that this mana biur was really, like the Balamar says, it was really remained on your dalit, and only with regard to truma, Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadok holds, because he doesn't want to have the matir with regard to maisachol. Yep. But the one that paskin like the Gemara itself, like the Gemara straight out, was the Rambam. The Rambam simply paskin like the Gemara straight out. Because the Rambam says, yeah, because the Rambam says, Chol abos oliyas b'shabbos, bokan sechomos b'leile erev shabbos, shu leil shlosh osa, u'meniach min achometz kidei lecho mimeno ad arba shabbos b'yom ha-shabbos, u'menicho b'moko mutzna, you see, that's the halacha he wants, he's telling you it's not a tata de sasri, between the biur and the meniach, as long as it's b'moko mutzna. And it's important, Markham Mutzna, because otherwise it's not Sasha the beer. Vashor Mevaro Milifne HaShabbos. Mevaro. Vimnisha Menachamas Biyam HaShabbos HaChabashos. Mevatlo. Vekofol of Kliad Matzoy Yom Tavarishan of Mevaro. So he holds that what? He holds that the beer was, that the beer was, the beer really was Nekar, and it was actually Nitchalafanov to Erev Shabbos. And that's why, and you see, he agrees with the Balamor, by the way, because why does he say kofol of kli? Apparently, if there's no matir, there's an issel of our chametz beyom haShabbos. He holds like the Balamor's concept that you need a matir. That you see, the Rambam agrees with the Balamor in his idea that you can't just be mevar chametz on Shabbos arbitrarily. You need a matir for it. Because the Rambam says, since the Yom was Nekal and it was Nitchalafanov, so now you have no more Matir. Because there's no Mitzvah's Bir. The Mitzvah's Bir was Nitchalafanov to Erev Shabbos. So there's no Mitzvah, there's no Matir. So now it's a Maisachol, it's also on Shabbos. It's also a Varachamas for Shabbos. Amazing thing. Kosov Arayvadzal, Harav Lo Kosov Kain Ella Betruma. Who should mevayer umeshayer? Avo b'chulin, ain't a mevayer klum. Ela bezmano k'rabelozer ben Yehuda ish bar susa. U'k'rabelozer b'atzor tavayas rule kahadodi v'chein yikar. Well, we don't understand what it means by lozer bar susa, but let's see. I mean, you see, you have to make a couple of changes there to fix that in there. But anyways, So again, you see that the idea you should not be mevayer the perurin. Because of the issa of being mevar, it needs a matir. And if it's less than the shear, I mean, if it's less than the shear, that's tzarech biur, because perun lo chashivi, so then you don't know, you shouldn't do it. You know, in biur, you don't need a shear. Biur, any mafi, crumbs will be biur. So be over in a biur. This is one of the. Nope, this is, it's unusual. I mean, the Ram over here went against the riff. I mean, it must have changed his mind. Yeah, the Balamar shifted the whole accent of the Gemara. That it's not that the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says afilu lecho. Balamar says no. They were kaveil lecho only with regard to lecho. But levayer, it's a funny kind of. Lecho nesim ro tanya amar velozer b'tzorik. Pam acha shava sava biyavnu. Kamen b'chol makom ma'isarav. B'koshkin the koi b'chulin k'rabanan the masnisin. Also, That's right. He says he accuses the Rif. It's translated that the Rif took the tachol because really the halacha was nifsa kamoso with regard to achila. But the Rif took the tafel, which is the biur, and he made that into the ikar. Yes, that's what Ramban says. Omar Kosev, yis baser balamor b'masha bisa she'ulosu b'kanas atfela ikar v'sek atfela. He says it turns against him. He's right. Ramban says on the surface he's right. Because the Gemara, the ikar is really a deal. That's really ikar. Okay, but anyways, good.
Okay.
Well, Lamar saying is right because it seems like he says himself. So here he says that achil is not biur, and before he says ein l'chol biur gadol mizeh. But the answer is simple. The answer is yes. It depends if you're speaking kodem's manisuro or lachas manisuro. Lachas mani suro, he wants to say that even Reb Shimon holds that you have to, that los hisharachom is dam zivchi, and what else? And achbayom arishon. So there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. So the Baal Mor says, if you consume it, there's no bigger getting rid of it than that. It goes into the digestive system. That's it. It's gone. You see. But kodem zmani suro, the mitzvahs chachomim of bior. Kodem zmani suro. You understand the mitzvah of kodem zmani suro is not it doesn't work that way. What it means is you bodek to chametz. Why you bodek to chametz? It's because the bedikas chametz is for the chametz that you have no use for, to make sure that it doesn't exist on Pesach. That's the whole system of bedikas chametz kodem zmani suro. What is the institution? Is to be bodek to chametz that you're not going to use, and to take all the chametz and to be mevayer ben olam. So over there, achila and biur are tati desasya, two opposite concepts. Because the whole institution of biur is to make sure that you don't have the biur kodem zmani suro, is to make sure you don't have chametz on Pesach. That's only chametz that you're not going to be ochel. For the chametz that you're going to be ochel, you wouldn't need that whole biur. You understand? There's a difference between the biur kodem chatzos, which is takonas chachomim, benegeya to the chametz that you have no use for, that it shouldn't exist on Pesach. So there achila and biur are two opposites. You understand? So biur over there is real ashbasa. It means you're being mashbasa because you have no use for it. But if you eat it, that's not ashbasa. That's not called ashbasa. You don't need the whole institution ashbasa for that. But if you're asking me if you have a deraisa after chatzos to get rid of the chametz, then achila is the highest biur. Why should that be inferior? Because you're putting it into the digestive system, is just as good as doing any other kind of beer. You see? That's what the Baal Amor means. The Baal Amor holds the difference between kodem, the institution and the system of biur, midrabanon, of kodem zmani suro, as in rabban, or rice, whatever it is. But it could be as the rice, because the halacha is to be mashbis to chametz kodem zmani suro, means that the kiyum is that when the chatzos takes place, that the chametz is a mushbas, so it's a kiyum asay. So it's actually an asay. It's a kiyum asay if you mashbis the chametz. But the maisa of the kiyum, a mitzvah takes place when the chametz is a mushbas. So the maisa is a maisa mitzvah mitaraisa. I'm not saying it has to be mitarabon. It's a maisa mitzvah deraisa, but it's a deraisa that's structured in a way that you have to do this maisa in order that there's a kiyum lacha chatzos that the chametz is mushbas. Okay? But the Baal Amor is saying in that framework of kodem chatzos, that the chametz, the only mitzvah over there is the chametz that you're not going to consume. The chametz, that's only in the chametz you're not going to eat. Eating is not biur. See, lachas mani suro, he's saying something else. He's saying lachas mani suro, the mitzvah is to remove it, so I eat it. That's also removing it. The same thing. See? That's why it's not a steer in the Baal Amor. Because according to the Baal Amor, there's two concepts of biur. There's a biur kodem chatzos and a biur la'acha chatzos. The biur kodem chatzos is a chametz, the chametz that if you wouldn't be mevayer it, it's going to exist into Pesach. Chametz you have no use for. So that's chametz you're not going to eat. That's the whole institution of the chametz you have no use for shouldn't remain lachas mani surah after chatzos. But the chametz la'achas mani surah, whereas the mitzvah to be mevayer it min olam, once there's a mitzvah to be mevayer min olam, so the Baal Mor says very well that ain't be a godly mizah. I can swallow it. That's it. So Lamar says, he says, "Bad you plugging out the lozish pasusul less lay beer bismano be adalat shcholias b'shabbes." She ain't achilas chometz adalat shos nikras beer. See, adalat shos, that's not called beer. Elas reif of adomalo. No, beer over there is referring to really to be mashbis to chometz be adayim. That means the chometz that you don't need, so you mashbis it, so it shouldn't exist afterwards. That's only either sreifa or some other form. You see, ubishar shishes, ukarabalazer batzada kaimalon. Kaimalon, bechulin. Mishum the koy karban the masisin. V'leisid l'rabalazer ish basasa. Elinin achilas chometz yenel adal shosh kabiyuda. V'chamishes machal beim alachaya. V'eino ochel. Losh nachum losh atruma. Shishes lo ochel. Shishes lo ochel lo machel. So it's interesting. That's the Balamar. So the Balamar holds that it's interesting. He holds it's only Bishar Shishis. You see that? It's only Bishar Shishis. That the Sreif of Adomalo is Bishar Shishis. It's interesting. Why? Yeah, why? Bishar. What's that? See, the Balamar does say Bishar Shishis. That's when it's considered beer. If you do use any of the methods, I'll tell you why. It's a good reason why, because the whole halacha of biur, like we said, is halacha that you shouldn't be left with any chametz that you don't need. You shouldn't be left with chametz that's not usable, not used into the moed. So that's only a problem with shoshishus, because before that, as long as you can consume it, you see. So there's no. In other words, if you get rid of it before. The Balmar is saying like this, that let's say you get rid of it a week before. You're going to say that's Ashbasas Chometz? No, that's just, that's not Ashbasas Chometz, that's not a mitzvah Ashbasas Chometz. That's simply you don't have any Chometz. You know what I mean? There's no Kiyum. The only time there's a Kiyum is when the Ashbasa prevents the Isser of having Chometz Lachas Mani Suro. So that's only Bishar Shishis. You see? But if you do it before, so then the stomach guy wanted to make a fire and he burned chametz. So there's nothing to do with Ashbasa. You see? So the Balmar is very good. That's what the Balmar holds. So the Balmar holds is Bishar Shishis. I think the Chulim is correct. In other words, Kodem Zmani Suro Achila cannot be considered Bio. Because biur is only on the chametz. The biur is only on chametz that it shouldn't be in existence, which is the chametz. You understand? Yeah. Just a second. Yeah. What do you mean? So he means like this. He means lahalacha. According to the way we have it, you're never going to have achila. See, when he says that achila is a biur, he means that it's, he means me'ikra din, because the Torah says get rid of it, so you get rid of it through achila. So that's the best way to get rid of it. One of the best ways. What's the way, you know what I mean? But now, mid rabbanon, what do we say? Mid rabbanon, we say you eat ad shor dalet. So what he's saying is that eating ad shor dalet has nothing to do with bior, because the bior is on the chametz you have to get rid of. Lachas mani sura. It turns out basically that you never have achila as a form of biur, because mirabon is aser. You understand? So b'shor shishis, the only biur that we have left with is sreif of adoma or b'shor shishis. That's ultimately the only biur that we're talking about. So when you have machlekes tanoim like a lozavish basusa, you understand? They're not talking about achila at all, because achila dalet shos is not biur at all. Achilu Dal Shos is the chametz that is not going to survive. It's chametz you're going to use. There's no halach of birbin together. It's only when you have a chester shel chametz that may remain in tiyantif that you have a question of bir. And that the halach is sof mitchilas sheish sreif of adomala. So it comes out that bir. When we say bir, when the Mishnah says bir, what is it referring to? It's not referring to achilu. Not referring to achilu at all. It's referring to hashbosas chametz. That would remain if it wouldn't be for the biur remain in tiyantif, and how do you, what form does Hashbasa take? Sreif of Adamala. That's what the Balamar is saying. He's saying that's what it is. Okay, you understand what I mean? And the reason why it's not Hatzas, as I said before, is like we said, because before it's talking about Lachas Mani Suro. So then it doesn't. Then eating is good. But over here, but now there's no such thing. There's no such thing anymore. You see, because the Chachamim masad the achila after Shachamim after Shadalad, and that before when you eat before Shadalad, that has nothing to do with beer, because that's the chametz that's not the chametz that's going to remain anyways. So there's no beer in that chametz. You understand? But it's not tata sasa as I said before about achila. You understand what I'm saying? The achila kodesh mano has nothing to do with beer. He's right. Because beer is only on the chometz that shouldn't remain. So it's only lachas manisur. Lachas manisur, achila, yes. Achila is considered, according to him, is definitely considered beer. That's no problem. Yeah. He holds, that's right. It would seem he holds that there's no, that beer b'shor v'yis also is nothing. Because that's just like getting rid of it. It's like the beer a week ago. It would seem, though, he holds that the definition of tashbisu is only b'shor shishis. Because you see, I'll tell you why he's right. Because Tashbisu is tied to the fact that it shouldn't exist in Yontif. And that's only the last moment. You see? That's only the last moment. Because anything you do before, you know what I mean? It is just a matter of fact. It has no halachic value. It's like a guy, it's like you're going to say, well, whenever a guy burns chametz or throws a piece of chametz away, he's making some little Tashbisu, not Shas Tashbisu. Tashbisu has to be the moment before by Zmani Suro. It means the avoidance. Tashbisu has to be the avoidance of having chometz lachas Zmani Suro. So really, Midaraisa, it starts right away on after Shor Shishis. Midarabban, they moved it up an hour. But that's a mitzvah to wait till Shor Shishis. He doesn't say that. But all he's saying is that there's no definition of Hashbasas Chametz. The concept of Hashbasas Chametz doesn't exist till Shor Shishis. Because Hashbasas Chametz means preventing the Chametz from being involved in the Nisr Bali Rab Bali Matzai. That's only the last minute. That only comes into view at Shor Shishis. You understand? When there's a Nisr Achila ready. You see? Even though he holds midaraisa, he holds that achila itself, achila is mutter, because he holds. But it only comes in that's acholak he learns, that the moment you have it's after chatzos, now you're in the zman where you could be you have to be mashbis to chometz from being over bali ra bali matzah, but that's only after chatzos ayam. You see, but before anything you do before has no halachic value. Just you threw chometz out. Is that halachic value? There's nothing. Just you don't have chametz now. But the ma'isa of tashbisu, the act of hashbasas chametz, has to be related to the prevention of being over bali ra bali matzah. That's only from chatzos hayom ulamaylo. That's achor. That from chatzos hayom, now you're in a zman where you're mechuyev to destroy the chametz so that you shouldn't be over by the Rabbi Yamatzeh. But before that time, it has no logic values like it did it a week ago. You see? That's the Baal Maz argument. But once this man arrives, the Achil is good. It means get rid of it. You shouldn't be over by the Rabbi Yamatzeh. So once you eat it, it's just good. But the Shem,
Geshem hashbosas chometz. That's the shem biur on chometz is not possible unless you're within the range of bal yirah bal yamatzah. That's what he holds. But any time before, that's not hashbosas chometz altogether. That's why he says only sreif of adamala ubishah shishis, because it must be when you're approaching this man, when the halacha defines you as being in a proximity of bal yirah bal yamatzah. Because that's what it means. It means to destroy. You shouldn't be of bar rabba. It's related to bar rabba yimotza. So that's only when you reach that zone. But before that zone, it's like all year long. There's no getting rid of chametz. There's no halachic value. So it's only b'shar shishin. That's what the Balmar says. That's what he's saying. Nice concept. Balmar doesn't say anyways you have to have chametz in order to do it. He's just saying that the shem hashbasas chametz from the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only b'shar shishus. Is only b'shar shishus. And that makes sense. Yeah, nowhere does he say, he could prove from Balmar. Take a look. The way the Balmar defines Reb Meir, who he holds a Reb Yehuda. He says, why then move it up? She'ein sreifas chametz dochas ha-shabbos. V'yesh locho shema yishtayim en ha-chametz adzman yisur v'ein yachol ha-sorfa. So he says openly, you're not mechuyif to have it, we're only choshish, otherwise he would have said, because you can't make kind of mitzvah beer. So we have a raya actually from the Baal Amar, that he definitely did not hold that it's a chiyuv. It's just like a mezuzah. If you have a bias, a chayav mezuzah. No mitzvah to have chametz to be mashvis, it doesn't make any sense anyways. So if you have it, there's a chiyuv, you gama mi nosa. All right? No mitzvah to have nosa. So there's no mitzvah, but the mitzvah is chal on a cheftza, on a specific cheftza. But the Baal Amar never held that it's a mitzvah to keep it in order to make the you see clearly you never held that way. But if you have, but the shem biur is only possible. He says lachas ma'isura, which makes perfect sense because that's what it is. It means when you're in the proximity of bal yirah bal yamatzah, you should be mashbis the chometz that it shouldn't be involved in bal yirah bal yamatzah. But that's not in the morning. There's no consequence. That's acholak. From Acholak, the Zman where you're coming into the range of Bal Yirah Bal Yamatzah is from Chatzos Hayom. Because Chatzos Hayom, Acholak, Chatzos Hayom is Mitzurah to the Yom. That's what the Baal Amar is learning. See, the Rambam cannot learn. The Rambam doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Bir Chometz El Sreifa. Right? That's why, as a matter of fact, the old is not a love in it to Glossoi. Right? Yeah. So the thing is, that's the plan. So the Rambam doesn't paskin in Bir Chametz El Sreifa. So if that's the case, so why does he? But yet he paskins that what? That you move it up to Erev Shabbos, right? So he must learn the whole machlekes is not like the Baal Amar told in Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Bir Chametz El Sreifa, but it's a question of whether Yadocha. Whether the problem is the shvus of Ashbasas Chametz and Shabbos. Whether it's Docha Shabbos or not, that's the whole question. That's the whole machlokes. So Rab Meir held that what? That Rab Meir held that it's not Docha. The Chachamim held what? Held it is Docha. Right? The Chachamim held it is Docha. Or it was Rab Tzadok held that what? He held that with regard to Truma. You move it up, but right. But Rabbi Lozesh Basus held the what? He held you move everything up. Why? Because he held is not docha. In other words, he held like a mayor. That's it. So now, as according to the Rambam, the whole problems in the sugyas, we could all conjecture, but we could say the question is the shvus being matir the shvus. And whether the tati the sasri between mazon shtei sudas and beer, right? So the Rambam paskin that there's no tati the sasri between mazon shtei sudas and beer, but he paskin you can't be mati the shvus, you can't be mati the shvus. Now Rabbi Lozer Shbasusa held you can't be mati the shvus. And why did the Chum argue with Rabbi Lozer Shbasusa by truma? Why did they argue by truma? Because they said you can't be mati the shvus. For regular achila, but for truma you have to be matir, because for truma mishmeres trumosai, so it's an iser. So you definitely have to matter the shvus. That's the machlekes. That's the way around. So the Rambam, the sugya, that's the question. The Tata the Sasri is one question. That's Rav Meir's position as a Tata the Sasri. Rav Lozov says, well, there's no Tata the Sasri. The Chachomim held that you matter the shvus, right? And Rav Lozov Basusa held that you're not matter the shvus, even for Truma. And they said you should matter the shvus for Truma because you can't help yourself. Because you're not allowed to eat shvus for Truma or Isa. So Rav Lozov says, well, that was the argument. He said, no. He said that's no problem because mishmeres trumosa. That's what Ram was. So it's very good. So Ram comes very good. Maybe the riff is like this. What the riff is saying is he learns like this the machlekes, that if you're going to say that you move up this mana bior, it's nitchalafanov. So then there wouldn't be any problem between the blazish basus and the chachamim, because everybody would agree it's the last moment halachically, even though it's midrabbanon. But what's the difference? It's still the last moment, so there wouldn't be any machlekes. You understand what I'm saying? That, in other words, there's a machlekes of Elazarish Pasus and the Chachamim about what? About Truma. So the Chachamim say it's you have to wait till the last moment. The Elazarish Pasus says, no, Mishmas Trumosai, it's Allah and the Gavr, right? That machlekes would never take place. The riff holds if you say that it's nitchalafanov to Yom Yud Gimel. Why? Because once it's nitchalafanov, even though it's mid rabbanon, but it's halachically that's the halacha. So then the last moment would be on Erev Shabbos. So then there couldn't be a machlekes. Then Rabbi Lozish Bar Susa wouldn't have to argue with them. So since Rav Lozish Bar Susa does argue, so what do you see? So you see it wasn't Nitchalafanov. You see? So therefore, and that's exactly the story, and that's exactly what Rav Lozish Bar Susa said. And that's why the riff brings down the story. Pamachas Shavas Abba B'Yavna. You see? Because he's saying, what the riff is saying is, That Rabbi Lozer Ishbar Susa has to hold like Rabbi Lozer Rab Tzadok. Why? Because what does Rabbi Lozer Rab Tzadok hold? That this mana be remains on Shabbos. Right? And but Truma is the only thing you move before because you're not Matar Shvus. And Rabbi Lozer Ishbar Susa holds like him, because if he would hold that this manash basa was moved up, you wouldn't have machlekes between him and the Chacham. He wouldn't have to come out as Alacha, because that would be the last possible moment. So you see from Belozer Ish Bar Susa that he held like a Belozer Rav Tzadok that this mana beer is really on Shabbos. So that's why the Rif Paskins says mana beer is on Shabbos. That worked out very nice with the Rif. The Rif's concept of legacy, if you're going to say this mana beer was moved up, so then the machlekes or Belozer Ish Bar Susa and the Chacham is academic. There's no machlekes. What do you have to argue about Mishmas Trumosa? Even if it's only the Rabbanon, but if it's moved up, so now it's impossible. It's halachically impossible. In other words, by Truma, there's no halacha. You understand what I'm saying? By Truma, the halacha is if it's impossible, so you're allowed to be sorry. So once it's impossible to rise, it's impossible to rabbanon. It doesn't matter. It didn't restrict the Chacham from moving up this man of Biur. So once they move it up, so now. Oh, so you see, for, then that's impossible. So from Lozer Ish Bar Susa, you see that what? You see that he definitely held, since we hold what? Right. So since we paskin, no, that's what the riff is saying, very good. He's saying, since we paskin like Rabbi Elazar Ish Bar Susa, b'negeya to beer, b'negeya to truma, so that must mean that we hold like the Chachamim, that this mana bior is on Shabbos itself, because otherwise, where does the blood of Shabbos Susa come in? His psak come in? You know, you don't need his psak. What? In other words, you can learn the riff like this: that the riff said the riff is quoting Rabbi Elazar Bar Susa. He's quoting Rabbi Elazar Bar Susa that he says you mevaren sakol, but meaning to say even truma. Why? Because you're not choshesh for the problem, because mishmeres trumosai. And v'chein halacha means, in his essential halacha,
which he argued with the Chachamim on Truma. That was his essential halacha. And therefore, the riff over here in Eila Ofrin is saying that the halachas were like Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadok, because Rabbi Elazar Ish Bar Susa is koi kavase, otherwise he wouldn't need to be mati the Truma. You see? Rabbi Elazar Ish Bar Susa himself held that Yemavir. In other words, a Lozish Bar Susa is Mavara Kol because he's not Matir Shvus. That's his problem. He's not Matir Shvus. But he, right?
Yes. How are you going to get around?
So, and the Chachamim hold that what? All right, we'll let it go. So, Benin Tam's argument, that's his main argument, is from Nosa. That when could you say there's a kium in the Srefa if the Chal Hashem Isser has already arrived? Like I said, now there's a Chal Hashem, now it's a Dovar Asser, and now there's a special kium in Srefa. Because it became a halachic identity, became a Dovar Asser. So now the halacha says this halachic entity should be treated in this manner. So there's a kium in the Srefa. But if you're going to say before this, it's nothing. How can you say Srefa before? It's just not all over us. Doesn't make any sense. That's really the Manatom's kasha. Basis on your business. The first kasha is Aslul Mechel. Okay. But the second kasha is Vod Shas Piyud Amasnis Nahina B'sheish. What he means is over here is that the Chacham is not an extra an hour earlier. The Chacham redefined Chatzos. So now Shas Biuro really is. Now it's B'sheish. Well, it's interesting. According to Benatom, Rabbanatom holds that the Chacham moved up 1 hour. So now Rabban Chatzos is an hour earlier. But he doesn't hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kim Srefa will fall in there. It's an interesting thing. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. In other words, they could redefine the Zman Benageya to Isurim, but they can't redefine the Zman Benageya to the Kim. I mean, that's not possible. It's not possible to do that, madam. That would be creating a mitzvah. Can't do that. They can redefine the Zman Benegeh to the Issa Chametz, but they can't redefine the Zman Benegeh to a Kiyum. Can't say the Chametz, can't say if there's a Kiyum Achilas Pesach till Chatzos, they can't redefine and say it'll exist till an hour later. I mean, make an email or it'll start an hour earlier. That they can't do. But they can create an Issa that after the Zman you can't do it. So it's not possible to do that. So therefore, Rabbi Natan says that has to remain, and therefore, Midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha Midaraisa is really obsolete. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ashbasasas to Srefa, there's no mitzvah to do it. I mean, it's just like there's no mitzvah to leave over a nosa. But the halacha is it is a mitzvah if it exists. It's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to have it exist. One thing you could say from Rashi, it would appear from Rashi, that according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah chiyuvus. That's what, mitzvah chiyuvus, I'm sorry, mitzvah chiyuvus. In other words, it's a chiyuv to do it. Because la'achas mani suro, he says there's no mitzvah anymore. So it means to say that la'achas mani suro, once it becomes dovra nesa, then it's simply a matter of getting rid of the chametz. Then there cannot be a mitzvah chiyuvis, because that's what Rashi's saying basically. In other words, it cannot be a mitzvah chiyuvis la'achas mani suro. La'achas mani suro, there could be a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, it's a kiyuma if it exists. So then that's what I mean by kiyumis. I mean, in other words, it's a conditional mitzvah. If it exists, so now you have a chiv to do it. But there's no chovas gavra to do it. You know what I mean? But Rashi would appear holds the contrary position. Namely that it's a chovas gavra. And that's why la'achas mani suro, it's not possible to say that there's a mitzvah. Because la'achas mani suro, it cannot be a chovas gavra anymore. You know, what do you mean chovas gavra? You're not supposed to be there. So the moment you get involved in the Isser, the moment the Biur Chometz is generated by the Isser Chometz, then it's Hashbasasa B'chol Dovah, because then it's a matter of getting rid of it. But the Chiyuv HaMitzvah, The special dechiv on mitzvah cannot exist. It cannot have. No, as Rashi saying is, you cannot have a mitzvah chiyuvis, which is based on an iser. That's crazy. You say, Torah is telling you this is a chiyuv on mitzvah. How do you fulfill this mitzvah? By being over an iser. That doesn't make sense. So according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis according to Abiyah. And that's why, as soon as he has mani suro, there can't be a mitzvah chiyuvis, because now the machayev is based on the iser chometz. If the machayev is based on the iser, so then it cannot be a mitzvah chiyuvis. But one thing you see that Rashi held that it's really a mitzvah chiyuvis to burn the chometz, So, and that's really the minik. I mean, the minik to burn it really is, of course, this year where you wouldn't have the mitzvah. Everyone says like this, that really, that the whole Gemara, Rach Bayom Marishon, you see, the Gemara tries to work out, I mean, in the Chachmas HaKosev, basically, it's Chachmas HaKosev, that how Rishon could mean the day before, you see? So this is not Mashmos, it's not Tarsh B'Chsav, this is all Tarsh Bal Peh, the system of Tarsh Bal Peh, applying the system of Tarsh Bal Peh to the Mikra. So what we're saying is the following, that really the mitzvah of Hashbosa is really as Allah in Yomtif. It's a kiyum in Yomtif. But the only thing is in Yomtif it's impossible, because you can't have chametz in Yomtif. So therefore what the Torah did was, the Torah took the Arbosar and made a double out of it, and the double is the day before. Because both days are really necessary for the kiyum of the Rishon. You have something close to that. You know, we have a similar idea close to that. You have the similar idea by Yom Kippur. Right? Yeah. And the Pasuk also over there. Right? B'sisha l'chodesh bo'erev, me'erev ad erev. Right? So the Gemara says, kol ha'ocho v'shosu b'erev Yom Kippur. Is Kilu Asana called Yom Kippur, because it means that those that sometimes the Torah takes a day that has a Kedushas Hayom, in these two cases actually, and in order to have the kiyum of the Kedushas Hayom, it's necessary to have a Yom Chol Lefanav that is Metzuraf to it. That's like a double of the day, because I think the Rav one time mentioned in the name of his father that by Yom HaKippurim, the idea is that Yom HaKippurim is Machayev and Oneg. So where is the Oneg of Yom HaKippurim? The Oneg of Yom HaKippurim is the day before. Yachil and Shi is a kiyum of Oneg of Yom HaKippurim. That's very, in other words, in order to have a Kedusha Sayom of Yom HaSiri, you can't do, there are certain things that are intrinsically, logically necessary on the Yom HaSiri, but you can't do it. So the Torah created a double for the day. The day before is also really also the Yom Kippur. But of course, not the Yom Kippur to get to the Yisra Tainis and the Kedusha Yom, but it's a Kiyum Yom Kippur Mantisha. So that's really, the Gemara's over here seem to be the same thing. Ach by Yom Rishon. It means really Yom Rishon is Machayev in Tashbisu. But you can't have it, because how could you have it in the Chometz Tag HaSasri? It's a logical impossibility, because they're mutually exclusive. But the halacha demands really that they should both exist. So what did the Torah do? It took the Yom HaRishon and it created a double of the Yom HaRishon that's the day before. But it's without Kiddush Sayom. But it's an extension of the Yom HaRishon. If there were no Yom HaRishon, there would never be an Arbasa. So the Chamisha Asar produces the Arbasa. So now we can understand. Now Rashi becomes intelligible. Because the question is, how could Rashi say that there's a mitzvah sreifon chametz erev kodem zman yisuro, but kodem zman yisuro chametz is non-existent, it's nothing. It is nothing, because acholak only from chatzos on. So the answer is, if you learn that of course it's acholak. But the whole Yom HaRishon has been transplanted to the day before. The whole Yom HaRishon has been transplanted. So therefore, the Yom HaRishon in this case really means Yudalit is already, has the character of Pesach already. As the character of Pesach arrives in Yom Yudalit. Acholik is, you split it because they said with regard to Tehilchos Seho, it's split. But the Yom, you can't split. The Yom is a Yom. Either the, either Yom HaRishon is the whole Yom HaRishon, or it's nothing. You can't have half of the Yom. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. So you see from the way Chazal learned that the whole Yom HaRishon really is taken from Tezvov and superimposed on Yudalit. So Yudalit is really has a Chaleshem Yom HaRishon. The Chaleshem Yom HaRishon is Yudalit. But the Kedushas HaYom and the Issa Malach and the Kedushas HaYom, the Mitzvahs HaYom is really on the 15th. But the Chaleshem Yudalit really, the Chaleshem of Tesvav extends Yom HaRishon, Chaleshem Yom HaRishon is actually on Yudalit. It's actually on Yudalit. So that's how Rashi could learn that there's a Kiyom Maseh of Sreifa on Erev HaPesach before Zman Yisura. Because the moment you have the Chaleshem of Yom HaRishon, so Chometz becomes a halachic entity. Becomes a halachic identity. It becomes a halachic. It's not us. This is not. In other words, it's not usur. It's not. It's chametz without chametz with all the properties, all the halachic views. The whole halachic view of chametz is exactly identical as it is in Pesach. But there's a heter benegeit achilas. But the status of chametz really is ushered in, comes in on the Yom HaRishon of Yudalit, on the Yom HaRishon of Yudalit. So the only thing is that there's a suspension of the Yisr Achila. It's chametz bePesach with the suspension of the Yisr Achila. So therefore, Rashi holds once you learn that way, that it's chametz with a matir of a heter achila, but it still is chametz. So benegeyat achila makes no difference. But benegeyat tesreifa, there it's that's valid because it really is chametz. So therefore, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis rather mitzvah chiyuvis on the gavra to burn the chametz on erev HaPesach. Kodem Chatzos, according to Rashi.
Okay.
Because the entity is in full existence the morning of the 14th. The only thing is the Heter Achila. It reminds me of what the Rav said when they get to Tainus. Very similar. The Rav said that when they get to Tainus that the halacha is that how is it possible that Balaila you can eat and yet the Minig HaGoyim was that on the night of the Tainus they said Aneinu. So it comes out in Myrav, they said Aneinu, and they sat down and had supper. He says, how's it possible? He says, so that's what the Rav said. A Yom HaTainus has got to be a full day. Can't be half Yom HaTainus. You see. But he said, really Tainus begins me by Erev, and that's why he said Tfilas Aneinu. But there's a matter of a Chilur Shia Balela. So over here, yeah. That has to be Shitas Rashi. In other words, it's a mitzvah. He held it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, so it can't be lachas manis. So because lachas manis, so you can have mitzvah chiyuvis. Okay, so it must be before. But how could it be? The question, Rabbeinu Tam's question is, how could it be before? Before it's nothing. It's just regular food. The answer is no. It's not nothing because achbei amarishon. Achbei amarishon means that it's a halachic entity, but there's a heter achila. There's a heter achila at chatzos, but really it's chametz bePesach. No, because Rebbe learns that from Nosar. He learns that from Nosar that just and the lima from Nosar is perfect because that's Rebbeinu Tam's kasha. I can have a lima from Nosar. Nosar is a halachic entity of Isser. So over here it has to be the same thing. It's a halachic entity, but over here it's not. But the answer is according to Rashi, it is a halachic entity in the morning because it's an Isser chametz, but it's an Isser chametz with a matir. It's real chametz with all the properties, but there's a heter of achila. So it comes out that the Olam is right. I mean, if you want to make a Rosh Hashita, you can't do it this year, but if you want to make a Rosh Hashita, so anytime you burn it in the morning, in the morning, and Reuven waits at a balamar, quotes Rashi, doesn't say Shashi. It's not Mestava. Yeah, it's exactly. It's Mestava. It's Yom Rishon. So it's the whole day. It's the whole day. Very good. That's right. According to Rashi, the only that if you say Ash Basaso Bachol Davar, so then there is no mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. There's no kiyum in the Ash Basa. It's just get rid of it because you can't have it. You see? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learned it from Nosa. According to Rashi, he learns from Nosa. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. For Nosa, according to Rashi, is very good though. Because just like Nosa is a chalashem of a dover osir, over here it's also a chalashem of a dover osir, because it's really chalashem of Pesach. But there's a matir of achila. Boiled down, the machlokes of Ben Tam Rashi, is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? According to Rashi, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. They will explain also why you chayev karas if you eat chametz is because chametz is the only case where you could actually be mevatel b'yadayim the whole kedushas hachag. You see. Like in other cases, you can't be. You know what I mean? There's no case. You know what I mean? Reb Chaim held that by sukkah the halach is if a person eats in the house, it's an iser asay. There's no lav. It's an iser. It means he failed to be mekayim the mitzvah, do the positive kiyum of kavei himself the sukkah. You know what I mean? That's the iser. But over here by chametz, it's the only case where you can actually, if a person's ochel chametz, it means he's mevatel b'yadayim the kedushas haregel. And that's why it's chayav karas. So really, what I wanted to say was that chametz is not a macholas asuros. Chametz is not an issa macholas asuros. The issa chametz is really bitl kedushas haregel. And that's why it's chayav karas. It's bitl kedushas regal, and that's why you see the Ram doesn't have it. Ram has it in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Doesn't have it in Machol Suras, because it's not. It doesn't have. It has certain. Since it becomes a dovar nesa b'achila, so of course certain properties of Machol Suras come into the picture. But the nature of the Yisr is not essentially an Yisr Machol Suras. It's the Yisr stems from the fact that it's a. The Kedusha Sachag is Yimavat will be a dying Kedusha Sachag, and that's why it's Chayav Karas. And the same thing is Benegeya to Karban Pesach, also Chayav Karas, and also because it's Kedusha Regel. In both cases, when it comes to the Regel of Chag Pesach, to be Mevatel the Kedusha Regel, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim and Geula. And Vatla B'Dayim is Chayef Kavs. It makes perfect sense. It's the whole basis of the others. It's the whole Anachar Hashem Alekecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael. And that's the, That could explain perhaps also why over here it's not totally in Roy Leger, Ruy Leger. It's not the same because Ruy Leger is a Halachim Macholos Asuras. If it's not really ger, so then there's no issa machalas asuras. But over here, it's not an issa machalas asuras. It's an issa being mevatel kedushas achag by achilas chometz. So if it's not nifsal meachilas kelev, as long as it has a shem ochel, so then you chayev. You see? And the biggest proof that it's not machalas asuras. Would be the question of Sa'or, by Sa'or. Because how could it possibly be that Sa'or, which is Nifsal Me'achilas HaKelev, Yechayev Bachiloso? If it's Macholos Asuras, the system of Macholos Asuras, doesn't work. But if it's a halacha of being Mevatel Kedusha Sachag, so then it means, because of the Gemara says, if it's roy lachameya bo kama isos, you see yichayev. So you see, it has to do with the chimutz process, that an achila that's related to the chimutz process, and certain specific ways, of course, that the Torah defines for us, but that's the bittul kedusha sechag. So really, it's halacha and bittul kedusha sechag. It's not halacha machalos tzuros. That's why the Rambam has it mechametz matzah. Does not have a machalos tzuros. There's different nature altogether. Certain things become in common because it's the mice is a mice achila, but the oser, the nature of the dover or oser, has nothing in common with machalos. So machalos tzuros has to do with certain foods that are not supposed to be, that we're not supposed to be engaged in a culinary fashion and manner, especially Seder Reb Chaim with Tom Kicker. I mean, so that's a separate halacha. That's a kedushas Yisrael that there's a limited menu. The menu is limited. So halacha, we have a limited menu, but that's a different idea. Over here, it's not because chametz. On the contrary, chametz is mutter all year round. It's not a limitation of the menu. It doesn't come under the whole system of machalos asuras. It's being mevatel biyadayim kedushas haregel, and that's why it's chayav karas. That's for sure. The Chag HaPesach, I mean, is the Chag of you see, with when you get to the mitzvahs and Agoda and Sipur, and I mean, the whole of all the Chagim, I mean, everything was the emphasis. The emphasis is placed on Chag HaPesach. I mean, that's Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Gula, the whole philosophy of Yadis, all the ideas of Yadis are really in Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach is the Chag, and you see, for instance, Chag HaShavuos is based on Chag HaPesach. Tisbur Chamishim Yom. So the Chag HaShavuos only exists because of the Chag HaPesach, and Sukkos also. Because Sukkos is because of an element, Kibas Sukkos or Shavti, Ba'otziyos or Meretz Mitzrayim, but the Chag that is the real Yitzias Mitzrayim per se, essentially, is Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach is everything. And you see B'negeit HaLacha also. There's no Chag that has as much Halacha as the Chag HaPesach. That's what. There's no question about it. It takes in all areas. Kachim, Taruvis, I mean, Kinyonim, everything. It's like, it takes in everything. That's why Shlosh Miyom Kalam Achag. Shlosh Miyom Kalam Achag. It has the greatest amount of halachic materialism in the Chag HaPesach, of all the Chagim. So, I mean, and also, it's the Chag of the Masorah, the whole Masorah. The Gadol Vincha, Homer, everything. I mean, without going into just plain Pshuta Shel Mikra. I mean, plain Pshuta Shel Mikra, not philosophy. Pshuta Shel Mikra, just points to it. And that I think is wrong. I think it's wrong to philosophize matzah and chametz in terms of as an ethical. Saying that as an ethical perfection, because it's not an ethical idea, it's a metaphysical idea. So that's Gol Yisrael, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a metaphysical idea. That's the most significant idea that man can have, that we as Kol Yisrael can have. So to simply say it's a matter of an ethical perfection, I mean, that's reducing it to something much lower. I mean, the Rambam and the Rambam, ethical perfection is one of the lowest levels. This is the metaphysical perfection in terms of Shleimus Adam, the highest metaphysical perfection man can attain with the proper idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's wrong to reduce it or to take away the accent from the metaphysical and to put the accent on the ethical. That's not right. It's reducing it to a...